All right, Alexander, let's talk about Xi Jinping's trip to Europe that he will be taking, I believe, in May, in early May. He is going to go to France, possibly Serbia. He's also going to be meeting with Putin back in China as well. And there's talk that that Schultz will also, or Schultz is trying to get to Beijing as well. Maybe even Blinken. It looks like Xi Jinping is putting together something. He's working the diplomatic channels to try and maybe get some sort of resolution with regards to the conflict in Ukraine, maybe with Israel and Gaza. Who knows? But everyone is lining up to see Xi Jinping. Not many people lining up to see Biden.
Nobody wants to see Biden. But before we get on to that, I think the thing to understand is that the Chinese currently are on a roll, and they know it. I mean, they are feeling very, very confident about their position. Yellen, as we know, was just in Beijing. Another person who came to Beijing, though she didn't, by the way, meet Xi Jinping, or at least not that I'm aware. Apparently, she was coming, making threats about Chinese support for Russia, and also at the same time demanding that the Chinese, reduce their exports of high-tech things. And there's all that talk about overcapacity and that they buy American debt. Anyway, it was an acknowledgement, suffice to say, that the Chinese are in a strong position. That is how the Chinese read it. That the Chinese economy, far from being stagnant or collapsing or in crisis, actually is moving forward and moving forward strongly. So the Chinese feel in a strong position with the Americans. There's been commentaries in the Chinese media that the Americans are bogged down, are trapped, was the word, in Ukraine and trapped in the Middle East, that they have no leeway to start anything for the moment in Taiwan or the South China Sea. So they feel that the Chinese feel that they're in a strong position, and they're now taking steps to build on it. So Xi Jinping is coming to Europe. He's going to meet Macron, always a difficult person to speak to. I think he'll be trying to tell Macron, look, cool down over Ukraine. What you're trying to do there isn't going to make any sense. But Xi Jinping discovered last year that he could talk to Macron. Macron seems to be the most open person in Europe to listening to Chinese proposals on financial and trade matters. So Xi Jinping is going to want to push hard on that. There are rumors that he's going to Serbia, where he's going to support Vucic and the position that the Serbs are taking over Kosovo. That will be a big and very, very public show of support by China for Serbia at the time when the Serbs are under an awful lot of pressure. Just saying. And then, of course, he's going back to Beijing. All the reports say that Putin is coming to Beijing. Lavrov has just been in Beijing. He met the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, and Lavrov also met Xi Jinping himself. And then we have reports that Olaf Scholz is on the way. The German business wants to keep, the trade with China going. So the CEO of Siemens and the CEO of Daimler are also going to be there with Olaf Scholz. And then at some point, Blinken is also coming. So everybody wants to talk to Xi Jinping. Remember, American business leaders spoke to him just a short time ago also. And of course, Biden himself phoned him. So everybody wants to talk to Xi Jinping. The Chinese feel that they're on a roll and they're capitalizing. They're pulling in the chips.
Yeah, we really are at a passing of the torch moment. Unfortunately, it's not a very peaceful passing of the torch from the the U.S. to China, but definitely China feels like now they're the big player on the global world stage.
Yes,
absolutely. And it feels like they're asserting that
they're asserting themselves. Exactly. Yeah, he's going to go. Yeah. He's going to remind the Europeans. Look, you know, we're the big. We're ultimately a more important trade partner for you than the Americans themselves. So, you know, technologically, you know, we're building our own super chips, which the Americans, by the way, for the moment are not. It's still in Taiwan, and the chips thing isn't working out so well, apparently. And this is what I've heard. And you know, and he probably is going to come on up with suggestions about Ukraine. He's going to, I suspect, try to get the Europeans to say, look, you really want to send troops to take on the Russians? Shouldn't you be trying instead to find some way to get yourselves out of this hole? And if that means breaking with the Americans on this, well, it's your interests too. You know, you've got to start putting your interests first now. And I think that's what he's going to, certainly what he's going to say to Macron when he goes to China. And quite most probably he'll be saying that to Scholz as well. So they are acting increasingly now like they're the big boy on the block. They're the one that are strong, getting stronger, and they're the people who prepare to talk to everyone and to come up with the diplomatic solutions. What the Americans used to do.
What do you think that the Chinese are working on with Russia? Because you have Yellen going to China, and she goes there and plays the carrot and stick game with China. You know, we're not going to decouple from you. Our partnership is really important. But then she's warning China, don't do this, don't do that. Don't give Russia this, don't give Russia that. Don't overcapacity any longer. And then you have Lavrov roll into town. And Xi Jinping meets with Lavrov. They make sure that the whole world sees it. They make sure of it. Pictures of Xi Jinping with Lavrov, a video of Xi Jinping with Lavrov. And now you have Putin most likely heading to China as well. And you have all of this taking place while the Biden White House is just a complete mess. Europe is in recession, a complete mess. They're all bogged down. Europe and the U.S., they're bogged down in Ukraine. They've made a mess of the Middle East. They've lost their position in the Middle East. What do you think, Xi Jinping and Putin? What do you think they're discussing, planning? Are they maybe laying out the way things are going to be in the future? How things are going to go? How the world is going to work? How the global majority is going to work against the collective West? Well, if you had to guess, what would it be?
Well, I think the first thing to say here, and I think this is an important thing, and it's something that many, many people do not understand, and it needs to be reiterated, is that the Chinese figured out a long time ago, at least 15 plus years ago, that a strong friendship with Russia gives China leverage over the West. They understood that a long time ago. They also understood that if they have China, Russia at their back, they don't have to worry about their northern borders. The idea of an American economic blockade on China, depriving China of raw materials, really isn't workable because Russia can provide China with all the raw materials it needs, oil, gas, coal, food. It can do it. It has the means to do it. So the Chinese figured that out a long time ago. And the people who worked hard to achieve this strategic partnership, which we now have between China and Russia, it was the Chinese. The Chinese set out to achieve that. The Russians, as I very well remember, for a long time were not so sure. They were saying, well, you know, we want good relations with Russia, with China. We also want good relations with Europe. Let's try and preserve some equidistance between the two. And then, especially after the 2014 crisis, they started to understand that they had to work with China more and more. And since the 2022 crisis, they've gone even further that way. So from a Chinese point of view, the Chinese have won the game with the West over who becomes China's indispensable partner, Russia's indispensable partner and friend. And that's something which I think Westerners simply don't understand. Now, having won this very valuable battle, the Chinese are not going to throw it away. On the contrary, they are going to move forward with it. And the very fact that the Americans are, as the Chinese themselves say, trapped in Ukraine, tells the Chinese that their original assessment, their initial analysis of Russia's value to them is absolutely right. Russia has put the Americans just where the Chinese want them. Now, that's something that, as I said, I don't think many people in Washington have grasped.
And say that again. Say that again, because that's a good one. Say that again. Repeat that.
Russia has put the Americans just where the Chinese want them. So the Chinese are not going to reduce their support for Russia over Ukraine. They're not going to stop supplying the Russians with machine tools and processors and all of that kind of thing, because it's not in their interests to. It is in their interests, on the contrary, to keep supplying those things. It might be in their economic and commercial interests, but as part of a geostrategic power game, what is happening is working well for China. That's why, you know, Scholz and Macron want to speak to Xi Jinping. That's why Biden sends Yellen and Blinken to speak to Xi Jinping. It puts him in this enormously strong position. And when Xi Jinping meets with Putin, he is going to want to capitalize on that. He's saying to himself, I play this very astute game, and I now want to start collecting in the winnings. Now, on the one hand, I think he doesn't want to see the war in Ukraine go on indefinitely. He's going to try to get the Europeans to listen. But if the Europeans don't listen, he'll forge ahead with his project with the Russians. He's got Central Asia to talk about. They've got economics to talk about. They've got finance and trade to talk about. They've got interconnections of their banking messaging systems to talk about. They've got so much to talk about. Space exploration, science, all of those things. But people, in order to understand this Chinese-Russia relationship, need to understand that basic fact about why this relationship is both important to the Chinese and is working so well for them.
Just a final note, and we'll wrap up the video. They really are unmatched, the Biden White House, huh? Overmatched. They really are overmatched.
Oh, completely overmatched. I mean, they're up against. Absolutely, they're up against two extremely astute diplomatic players. I mean, the Chinese and the Russians, to say it straightforwardly, are you know, in a class of their own. It would be any U.S. administration would probably struggle against players of this class and this experience. The Chinese and the Russians doing this for a very long time. But another administration, one more grounded in facts and one more humble, because humility is an essential part in diplomacy, one more aware of the wider geopolitical and geostrategic realities, would be able to play a much stronger and better game. The US does have strong cards to play against China and with China and with Russia as well. But this administration doesn't even know those cards exist. It's playing a completely different game. which is completely wrong. And of course, they're losing. They're losing all the time. The Chinese media, by the way, not the official media, but the social media, are basically saying that Yellen's trip to Beijing was a complete failure and that the Chinese ever so politely said no to her on everything.
All right, we will end it there, theduran.locals.com. We are on Rumble, Odyssey, BitChute, Telegram, Rockfin, and Twitter X, and go to the Duran shop. Pick up some limited edition merch. The link is in the description box down below. Take care.